News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
At least 11 high-rise buildings in London are having their cladding removed after tests showed hundreds could have similar types to that in the Grenfell Tower. Speaking in the Dáil yesterday, Francis Fitzgerald said recently built apartment blocks should be audited to make sure they're not at risk of a fire disaster. Now, for more on this, Kevin Hollingsworth joins us from the Society of Chartered Surveyors. Kevin, good morning. How will this audit work? Will buildings essentially have to be checked one by one to assess the risk here?
Good morning, Paul. I think that's the big question. Back in 2015 as well, then Minister for Public Reform and Expenditure, Brendan Howland, came out and said the same thing. And obviously nothing happened at that point in time. We had last week Owen Murphy stating a review of social housing apartments in multi-unit developments, and now the Taoiseach yesterday. So there's been statements, but these statements are broad. And how they will actually be done is to be established at this moment. You know.
Sorry, Kevin. I remember when you were on with us here before some months ago, and you were telling us, I think, that you'd personally worked on several projects where the residents in I think 11 or 12 apartment complexes had discovered that they were living in potential death traps. And one of the things that stuck out in my mind from that interview with you was that this is a problem right across the country, and there could be dozens and scores and maybe even hundreds of these hidden death traps all over Ireland that were built during the Celtic Tiger era.
Most definitely. I think that's acknowledged in professional circles in Ireland, and the Society of Chartered Surveyors has made a submission to government called Defects in Our Built Environment, stating so and requesting that they do a high-level audit to establish the extent. You know, I have extensive experience of finding and remedying these defects, and it is the hard-working, honest citizens who are funding this at the moment, and that can't continue. The sums of money that we're talking about are too large for people to be able to deal with.
But isn't it unfortunate, Kevin, due to market valuations, that a lot of these debt traps, when they are discovered, are being kept secret, so we've no way of really auditing them officially to say how many we have found so far?
That's correct. You know, people want to keep them out of the media because as soon as they're in the media or known about, you know, the value of the property is hindered. So it is a strategy by people who find the problems. Let's fix it as quietly as possible. So I think in any audit strategy that the government put forward, that right has to be respected. You know, I don't know how they're going to do this audit. You know, the local authorities aren't adequately resourced. You know, the building control departments, you know, already have a number of functions, disability access certificates, monitoring works and dangerous buildings. You know, they need to be adequately resourced to do their functions as it is, no mind all of these additional potential audits. So there needs to be some real constructive thinking and maybe some collaboration between the professionals and the government on how this can actually be achieved.
Because the government have a lot of skin in this game, don't they? Because I was watching a programme, I think it was last night at prime time, we've had Priory Hall and a number of other buildings that have been found to be debt traps. You had the pyrite problem. All this was going on at a time when it was just mad capitalism unleashed. Just throw them up as quickly as you can, pull in the VAT. So government have a responsibility in this because they seriously bolstered their coffers during that whole boom madness.
But more than that, more than just that, Paul, the government, in my opinion, created this scenario by the Building Control Act in 1990, which brought in this system of self-certification. Now, that has been bolstered and reinforced by the Building Control Amendment regulations, which puts in place mandatory inspections by an assigned certifier. But it's by no means perfect.
I said, Kevin, when you saw the horror of that fire in London, I'm sure it has put the fear of God into an awful lot of people. And a lot of people listening to this, to us discussing this morning, probably are worried about the place they live in because they cannot trust the system of regulation that was there before when these buildings were put up. What can they do to assuage their concerns?
Well, they can do their own audit of their building. And the first point, the starting point is to obtain the approved fire safety certificate from their local building control authority and see if they can determine compliance with it. That's the first step of any audit.
Okay, Kevin Hollingsworth from the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland. I think we'll probably have you on again and again to discuss this. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.